Father, we just thank you for this occasion. We thank you for the excitement of seeing people committing their lives to you, people dedicating their lives to you, Father. People who've taken hold of your grace. People who realize that you will always love them, that you will always be with them, that you'll pull them through no matter what, that one day they'll sit with you in heaven and be by your side, Father. We thank you when people proclaim that in public through baptism. So we pray you'll be with us by your Spirit as we just listen to your word before we get on to the baptisms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right, are you excited? Yeah, so am I. I mean, I went watching Lee last Saturday. I think it was last Saturday. And we beat Super League team Salford. Yeah, that was exciting. But this is far more exciting, isn't it? And has much more relevance to our lives when people whose lives have been changed for all eternity, not just for a season, for all eternity, and will spend heaven with Jesus Christ. And we're celebrating that today. So isn't that great? Yes. So why are we all here? What on earth is this baptism? What's it all about? Should I move nearer to the middle? Thank you. Yeah, I used to be a sound man myself. I think that. Sorry, even when we move, I still get the barracas on the front row. It's horrible. Okay, now, famous last words. I mean, last words are important, aren't they? When you gather around the deathbed of a loved one, and the last thing they say to you before they die, those are important words. Those are important words that that person wants to put across to you because they love you. If a loved one's going away for a long time, and you spend a candlelit dinner together and they tell you things, they're important things, aren't they? Because we'll not see you again for a long time. And what's important on their heart, they want to get across to you. And it's the same for Jesus. When he was leaving earth to go to heaven, in a sense, he wouldn't be with the disciples in the way that he was with them before. And this is what he said to them just before he left them. It's in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So what was important to Jesus? Last thing he said to his disciples, reach out to the world and offer the free gift of salvation. And those who accept the offer, build them up into true disciples by Bible teaching, by pastoral care, by encouragement, by embracing them in the body of Christ, the church. And also, did you notice there that new Christians were baptized? This was on Jesus' heart when he left. Make disciples, make new converts, baptize them, make them into disciples, true followers of Jesus Christ, so they can find more disciples. Go and make disciples and baptize them. That's what Jesus was saying. And the church throughout history has done this. The first Christians, when we read in the Acts of the Apostles, Acts 2, verse 38 says this, "And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins." Then a bit later on, Acts 8, 12, "But when the Samaritans believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." So clearly, the first Christians obeyed that command of Jesus Christ, the thing that was on his heart. And throughout history, the church has baptized. We've continued that practice. So who is baptism for? There's a bit of confusion here, but we can see he's telling people to be baptized, people who are already Christians, isn't he? Repent, turn to Christ, become a Christian, and be baptized. So it's for people who are already Christians, people who've turned away their old life, they turned away from that and turned to a new life, trusting in Jesus Christ. So it's important to know, baptism does not make anyone into a Christian. It's a command for all those who are already Christians. So you say, well, yeah, I can see that. Water off a duck's back, I understand that. It will be in a bit. Oh, dear Susan. We are praying for Susan, aren't we? Yeah. She thinks I'm going to duck her down and then forget where I am. It won't happen. Well, it might happen, but there's two others coming with me, so I do things at my age like that. Never mind. So I could see it's a command of Jesus, and I could see it involves water. Jesus was baptised in the river, wasn't he? I could see that. But why do we come here with this great big swimming pool thing here and nearly drown people? Why do we do that? Susan's, amen. Why are you doing it to me? Well, two reasons, primarily. First involves a word study. Don't worry, it's a very quick one. The Greek word that we translate baptise doesn't mean to sprinkle with a little bit of water. It means to plunge, dip, immerse in water. So you get that feel of going under the water as opposed to just having a bit sprinkled on you. So that, first of all, suggests that we need to dunk people in and lift them out again. Secondly, symbolism. Just let me read from Romans 6, verses 3 to 5. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So baptism relates the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to us in a symbolic way. The person who's being baptized will be lowered into the water. Romans 6:3 that we've just read. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death. So when our friends are lowered beneath the water, this is pointing to the death of Jesus Christ. And it symbolizes the death of their old self, before they became Christians, to their new life with Jesus Christ. And when the person is raised out of the water, then Romans 4, starting at section B starts. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his, that's being raised from the dead. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So when the candidates, when our friends are lifted out of the water, it points to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of him coming back to life and being raised from the dead. And it symbolises the start of the new Christian life for these people. So can you see the powerful symbolism of using a lot of deep water? It's powerful, that symbolism of dying to self and being raised up to new life in Christ. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:17 explains the inner reality like this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So when somebody is born again, they become a Christian, they become a new creation, a new creature. The old has passed away. Those things are to the back, to the past, and new things have come, like a resurrection life with Jesus Christ. So, just in summary, I'm not preaching long today because we've a lot to do and a lot of exciting things will be happening. So baptism is a requirement for all followers of Jesus Christ. No exceptions. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to be baptized. It's an outward sign of an inner and spiritual reality of what's happened in your life. And it's interesting, baptism is a symbol, and it's designed by God to identify a person as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I've heard it explained like this, it's a bit like a wedding ring, yeah? When you wear a red wedding ring, it's nothing much in itself, but what it symbolises, what it reflects, is a married life, a husband and wife living together in harmony. And that's what baptism is. It's symbolic of somebody who has become a Christian and living a life in Christ. So today is a very special day for these people who are to be baptised. They're making the first step of obedience. Yeah? Repent and be baptized. It's an obedience thing. And through that will come blessings for them. And I just want to say, we're all supporting you. We all love you. I know none of you are finding it all that easy. Not to get on with it. I just want it over with. And it's not going to be easy, is it? And that's part of the deal, actually. They're standing up for Jesus Christ. It's not going to be easy. But we love you. And we're encouraging you. And we'll do the best we can for you. So, I'm going to get excited. I hope you are going to get excited. And one way you can show your excitement, when each person comes out of the water, don't just say, oh, jolly good. Yeah. We want a big cheer. We want the roof raised up. Well, perhaps not. No. Bernard's in. But you know what I mean? We want to give a good send-off and a big cheer. So when that time comes, I'm looking to you. So just let's pray for our friends who are being baptized. Father, we thank you for our friends. We thank you that they've accepted you as their Lord and Saviour. We thank you that their eternal life is mapped out. We thank you they're secure, that you will always hold them in your arms. You will protect them. You will take them to be with you in heaven for all eternity. So, Father, we thank you for that, and we ask you to be with us now as we come to part of our service, the baptism part, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.